Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Tiffany. I work over in the fraud division. May I have your first and your last name?
Sharon, Sharon Clark, Clark.
Okay, thank you. And verify your shipping address.
10136 East 79th Terrace, Raytown, Missouri, 16418.
Okay, thank you. And also, may I have you to verify your email address?
Is it the pre-chat one or the Gmail one?
It's the pre-chat
one.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, pre-chat1a@yahoo.com.
Okay, thank you. Now, this account here goes all the way back to July the 1st of 2021.
No, that's what the other girl was telling me, and I told her, I said, well, I hadn't been really following that card that much. I don't use it very often. And I couldn't figure out, when I was going to make my bills out this month, I couldn't figure out why this thing had so much money charged to it, because I hadn't been using it that much.
Got it. Okay, yes, ma'am. So what it shows is that someone did a sweepstake offer, which it was for a Dyson vacuum cleaner. Now, I know it's been since July, but do you recall doing a sweepstake offer for a Dyson? Okay.
No, it's like I told the other girl, I have a brand new Hoover vacuum that I got at Walmart. I don't need a vacuum.
Okay, so we can do the fraud investigation for you, but the where the charges are coming from, because whomever did that sweepstake offer for that Dyson vacuum cleaner, they used your information. You was entered into the drawing to see if you could win the Dyson vacuum cleaner, but then it also put you into a monthly app that's for a meal balance, which is basically like an app that you would download, provides you with healthier ways to eat and healthier recipes.
No, I'm not involved in anything like that. Not at all.
Okay, so what we'll do here is we'll take the IP address that's associated on this account. We'll have it turned over to your local police department. They're the ones that will do the investigation for us. They're basically run the IP address to their database to let us know who's the owner of the IP address, along with the time and the location they was in when the account was first initially opened. Now, we do prosecute whomever opened up this account in your name. Have you checked just to make sure no one in the household could have signed up for the service?
I'm a widow. I'm 73 years old and I live by myself.
Got it. Okay. All right. So we can go ahead and do the investigation for you. Now, the only thing is, Ms. Clark, we only go back 3 months. So I will only be able to do February, January, and December.
Wow. So I just have to take the loss and all them months before that. All right. It's better than nothing, I guess. But like I said, I didn't enter anything like that. I have a Hoover. I wouldn't need a brand new Hoover. I wouldn't need another vacuum. And like I said, I live by myself, and I don't know who's. They could have been in the house or anything like that, and used my computer. I don't understand any of that.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So I'm gonna go ahead and refund the ones that I can refund back to you. Okay.
Now, are you saying that the Raytown police will come out here and talk to me?
No, they're not going to talk to you. We already sent them over the information that we're sending to them. Like, you know how, like, cell phones and laptops, those type of devices have IP address attached to them. So when they did that sweepstake offer back in July, it automatically got a notification from that IP address. So that's what we give to them, the IP address. And then once they find out who's the owner of that device to that IP address, then they'll contact us. They're not going to contact you, though.
Okay. All right.
Okay, so our issue refunds, and they will go back within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, can I have your name again, hon?
You sure can. My name is Tiffany.
Tiffany?
Yes, ma'am.
Pretty name. I got a granddaughter named Tiffany.
Well, thank you, and it is a pretty name. Thank you. All righty. Is it anything else that I could do for you?
No, just make sure that you don't hit me up again.
Okay, and we did do that for you. We made sure the count was canceled. Yes, ma'am. We're taking care of that for you.
All right. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer service. Have a wonderful day.
Bye.
Bye-bye.